Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey, 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 it's Tara Bryan coming to you from snowy Minneapolis. Wanted to record this episode today. Is kind of a fun topic for me. So I'll be honest, I get a lot of feedback from my family, from sort of people in my world, my employees and others, that I have a hard time staying in the present. I am the type of person who has gone out into the future and has created a reality. And then what I do is then I come back to the present and I make it all happen, right? And so I'm always kind of thinking about just sort of naturally like five steps ahead of what's going on, which serves me really well when I think about how to make sure that things are going to end up the way that I want them to, right? So if I think about creating a new online course, for example, and this is with clients or my own courses, is that I think about the learner and I think about what is that future state that they will be in once they're successful with what we're teaching. And, you know, what will that look like? How will they feel? How will they be different than they are today, right? So I am very comfortable in that space of just being able to see very clearly what that looks like. Incidentally, I'm not sure if this is connected, but I also love to do puzzles and I don't like to look at the box before I do puzzles. So for me, it's super exciting to throw all the pieces of a puzzle down on a table and start putting it together and then discovering what the picture is. So I don't know if you're like me, but if you are, you may be more future focused. Somehow that's connected. We'll have to dive into that in another podcast, but it is fascinating to me that it is something that I've discovered is an ability, right? Where I say, okay, so if the future is this, here are the steps that we need to take to get to that future. So like I said,
you know, we look at the learner, we look at who they are today, what are they struggling with, and what would their life look like at the end, right? When they have this transformation, when they've been successful. And, you know, I'm working with a client right now, and she has a wonderful program that she's thinking of, but she's got so many different outcomes for the transformation for her learner that there's not a clear future there, right? Like, it's like, well, it could be this, or it could be that, or it could be this other thing, or all of these things will be beneficial for this person once they go through the program. And all of those things are great. But sometimes they're secondary versus like that one main transformation. And you have to be able to put yourself in that learner's shoes for when they have that transformation, that result that you're hoping to get them with. And what is that? What is that? It's got to be very, very tangible. And then anything else is sort of a secondary byproduct, or we call it secondary messaging, right? That allows them to have all of these other benefits, right? So there's lots of benefits that you can give someone when you take them on a transformation. But there is one transformation that will be the game changer that will push them to that future state, right? Is it the ability to make an additional, you know, $10,000 a month? Is it that they will, you know, get married? Will it be that they'll have children? Will it be that they will have their own business or have a different business, or, you know, whatever it is, right? There's one thing that's tangible, and then there's all of these other things that are going to be benefits of that are sort of, if you think about it like an umbrella, there's the one thing that's at the top, and then the umbrella has multiple spokes around it. It's those are the things that are wonderful as well, but you've got to be able to articulate that, that ultimate transformation. So anyway, so when you look at this and you go out to the future, and literally, like, sometimes I do activities like this where I physically move my body to a different spot, right? So I'm in the present and I move myself to somewhere else, and that's the future state. And I imagine as a learner what that future state is. And then I'm able to go back to the present and create a framework or a checklist or a roadmap or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. For how do we get from that present state to that future state and move them all the way through that. And so that's just something to think through, is if this isn't a natural thing for you, where you can go out to the future and then come back and sort of make all that happen to get to that future state, is physically put yourself in a different space, right? You say, I'm in present state right now, and then move across the room and say, now I'm in future state. Now I'm a totally different person, right? There's another activity that I've done, that's around those same lines. And it's literally putting yourself in 5 years from now, or 2 years from now, or 1 year, whatever it is, doesn't really matter the time frame. You know, who am I and what am I doing, and what does that look like once that transformation has happened? And then it's much easier to come back to the present and say, okay, here's what I need to teach to get them to that future state. So think about that when you're planning your framework for your course, is you really want to go out to the future, figure out what it is that transformation is, that one thing, not 100, right? Think of those as your secondary messages. Those are the benefits, or those are the other things that they're going to get. But the transformation is how they're different from where they are today to where they are in that future. And then really look at it from that future state perspective. So hopefully this serves you to start looking either kind of in your mind or physically to look at that future state, put yourself there, and then unwind from there. That's how you're going to put together your framework or your course structure. Don't put your framework or course structure together just based on what you know. or all the content topics that you think are important, because it's likely the content topics are less important than what you want to get them in that future state. And sometimes they fall in line, right? Sometimes the content topics are the same, but a lot of times you can get rid of a lot of the content topics for that transformation that they need. And then you can add them in as nice to haves or extra or bonuses or something else, right? That aren't critical to that transformation, but you think are important. I wasn't going to go through this, but I think I'm going to just talk just briefly about this because I think it's really important. Is a lot of times when we're talking about so we're the experts in a topic, right? So a lot of times when you think about becoming an expert and how we learned growing up, there's this, we got to start at the beginning and then take them into present time, right? And so a lot of times people, and maybe it's from the storybooks, like once upon a time, right? We start at the beginning of time and then we go through. When you think about what you want to teach your students and you're taking them from where they are today to where they are for that transformation, very rarely is it starting at the beginning of time, right? I can't tell you how many courses I've either audited or been a part of where there's this tendency to start at the beginning. So, you know, you're teaching about a particular concept, say it's SEO. Well, SEO started in 1980 with the rise of the web, right? Like you're going through the whole history of it. When I am in my present state of, I need to make sure that there's more traffic to my website, right? The future state is I'm going to have more eyeballs on my site. More people are going to find me. Very rarely do I care about how SEO started, right? Like once I'm interested in it, maybe, but I don't need to do the once upon a time in order to get to the place where there are more eyeballs on my website. I just need to know what I need to get in and do to have that transformation happen. So I caution you as the expert as to where you're starting, because your learners may not be starting at zero. They may not be starting at the history of time. They may be just starting where they are. They have a problem. They have a challenge. We want to start at that problem or challenge. We don't want to start teaching them everything that we know about SEO. We want to start from where they are in that challenge and then bring it forward future state and bring it back to present state and move them through, right? So that's another really critical concept that will hopefully help you look at the content that you're putting together in your course right now. And if you have anything that's not pertinent to that journey, that present to future state journey, I would recommend that you get rid of it. You cut it out. And I'll go so far as to say that probably 80% of the content that you've put together, you probably don't need to get them that transformation, because volume isn't necessarily what you're going for, right? You're going for quality, you're going for transformation and results. You're not going for volume of content. Volume of content does not equal success. The transformation or the result equals success. And that's what your learners are going to want when they are taking your course. What is that fastest path to mastery? Most of the time, it has nothing to do with the history of the topic. So there you go. Future state. And paying attention to where the learner is now, what is their problem or challenge, and moving them forward from there. If you don't know where they are, you don't know what their challenge is or their biggest sort of pain point is this is the thing to do first, is to ask them, where are you? What are you struggling with? And how do you then get them those results? So hopefully this serves you. Add comments, rate this podcast. Would love to hear your impressions of what you think and how this is helping or serving you. And see you in the next episode. Hey, everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So I would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year because listen, your kids get to go to camp. Other people get to go to camp. So I think over the summer, we should all go to camp as well. All right. So we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.